time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240, KQEN.
Shane Mast joining us via phone. Shane, good morning.
Morning.
So here we are wrapping up the year in real estate. What's going on?
Well, we are almost done with what we call in the business dead week. It is the slowest week of the year, nestled in between the Christmas holiday and New Year's.
And obviously people are focused on other things, so they've already made their decisions or decided to wait.
Yeah, pretty much. So, you know, an average week throughout the year, we'd get about anywhere between 60 to 70 listings a week. We have, in the last week, 12 for the whole county.
Wow. So obviously a bit of a shift there, but as we look ahead to the new year, what are you seeing in local real estate?
Oh, it'll definitely go way up. It generally, listings will go up about 60% in January from December. And you can go back 5 or 6 years, and it's almost like clockwork, 60% up. But there's about 207 total properties for sale. So we'll probably have somewhere in around 300 in the next 30 days.
As you look at those properties, what's kind of our average price of a home in Douglas County right now?
I just looked that up. We don't have statistics yet for December, but up through December, we're about $299,000. And of course, that will depend on which area you live in. Currently, you know, there's actually, I just looked up, there are 33 properties under $200,000 right now, active properties in Douglas County.
Wow.
And 47 under $250,000. So a lot of people, they see that average price, but you got to remember, you know, about half of the properties are under $299,000. So just because the average is $299,000 doesn't mean that you can't find something less expensive.
And as well, you have got lots out there for sale, although finding bare land sometimes seems like it's a little tough.
Yeah, bare land is one of the more difficult properties, and because of our housing shortage, we have a lot of builders, a lot of really good builders in the county, and they are pretty much snatching up most of the good lots. So it is not too easy to find a lot that's ready to build. If you are looking for one, make sure you have an agent that knows what to do, because what you're going to probably find is a lot that needs development, that doesn't have utilities. And that will be upon, you know, the buyer to add those things. So you have to have an agent that knows, one, what utilities are available, who to talk to, excavation companies. Those are the bare land lots that the general public has a better chance of getting, but it will take a little bit more work.
And I've noticed sometimes, even right here in the city of Roseburg, you'll see lots in developments that have been sitting for decades just because the amount of development needed to put a house on them is quite substantial when you figure slope, elevation, and things like that.
Especially slope, and when you're talking about engineering and happen to get soil samples and compaction tests and things like that. And sometimes people excavate, and then if you hold for 2 years, then you don't have to do any of that. So if you excavate a bank, for example, and it doesn't move after 2 years, then you can generally, you know, 90-something percent of the time, avoid doing all of the engineering and soil compaction tests because it sat there for 2 years. So that's another reason why you'll see people start a project and just sit on it for a while.
So for people out there that are, you know, looking around, and here at the end of the year, it causes a lot of introspection normally. Folks are looking at their life, their careers, their families.
Sure.
They're kind of looking ahead to next year. And maybe in the midst of all that, somebody looks around and says, you know, we really could find a nicer house to live in, or maybe a bigger house. You've got kids, or maybe it's time for a smaller house because you don't have kids around anymore. Talk about how you can help folks get into the process of figuring out what to do next.
Yeah, absolutely. The first thing you do is find an agent that you trust, a real estate agent. If you have one, call your agent. If you don't, call us at Oregon Life Homes. We have 52 of them ready to help. And then you're going to want to have an appointment with that agent, share your goals with them, And then we would sit down, and if you have a house to sell, we will comp the house, go over what we need to do for pictures, staging, decluttering the house, and what we're going to do to market it, as well as finding out your wish list on your next house, and make a plan to where you won't be homeless, where we'll transition you from one to the other. And a lot of times we can do that by closing on the same day on your purchase and your the sale of your personal residence.
So if you want to do that, what are some of the things to avoid, or maybe some of the things you need to do inside a home to get it ready to have other folks looking at it when it's for sale?
Yeah, good question. You know, the number one is decluttering. You don't want to have things and staging. So you don't have to spend a lot of money. It's actually mostly getting rid of things. The general rule of thumb is you don't want anything in a room that does not contribute to the function of the room. And when I say that, what I mean is, like, you a living room, you know, it should have, you know, a TV, some TV stands and a couch and maybe a recliner, but it shouldn't have filing cabinets or three ottomans when you should have one. Just anything that's extra in the room you want to take out so people can see the space, imagine themselves in the space, and not be distracted by extra items. And you want to go through each room and do that. The most important, though, is probably your curb appeal when you drive up to the house. These days, a lot of people will be driving by before making an appointment, and you really want to get that outside cleaned up. You don't want to make anything look like work to a buyer. You want the buyer to pull up and feel like, I can move in right now, have a barbecue, and be ready to go. You don't want them to say, oh, I got to do a lot of work to this house before I even can start enjoying myself.
Wow. So from what you've said about decluttering, apparently I'm already in trouble because I've got things in the living room that don't belong there, according to what you just said. So, and I've got actually...
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people do that. You get used to the way things are,
sure.
But then when you look ahead, it doesn't look as appealing if somebody's walking in the door.
Yeah, well, that's just called living. You know, houses need to be lived in, but there's a difference between living in it and selling it. So once you go to sell it, it's just like your car is going to look a little different as you're daily driving it versus when you're going to go trade it into a dealership or sell it. So yeah, there's nothing wrong with having a cluttered house, or even not cluttered, but having stuff that doesn't function. But when you sell, you just got to, there's a few steps you want to take just to make it more appealing. And really, you're not hiding anything. In fact, it's the opposite. You're actually revealing more of your house by decluttering it. But the number one thing is you want buyers to be able to imagine themselves there.
So if somebody wants to get started on the process, talk about resources you offer, your website, and how to get a hold of folks in your office.
Yeah, so if you're selling, the first thing we would do is comp your house. That means we'll find recent properties that are similar to yours that have sold in the last 9 months. And we'll come up with a price, we make adjustments, and that is the number one thing in selling in real estate in the seller's market is price. So you really want to get an agent that can evaluate your house correctly. You don't want to be too high, you don't want to be too low. You want to be right on that sweet spot that's going to get you probably, possibly, two or three offers. We do that, then we would do an evaluation for your needs of moving. So we find out what your exit strategy is after you sell, whether you need extra time in the house or you have a place to go. But we definitely have a holistic approach to selling. Like, we don't just slap a price on it and stick a sign in. Lots of marketing. I know we're running out of time, so I'll maybe touch on that next week. But to get a hold of us, just Google Oregon Life Homes. We're right there on Garden Valley, right next to Casey's Restaurant.
All right, Shane, thanks for being on this morning.
Yeah. Have a great New Year's.
8:59 on the Morning Report.